KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, it's early, but Iowa State may be headed to the rebuilding year that many predicted. The Cyclones jumped out to an early 8-point lead, but that was about all, as Wisconsin-Milwaukee after that took control of the game, and the Panthers raced away to a 74-56 win in men's college hoops in Ames last night.
That's the frustrating thing is, man, we came out and we had a great purpose about us, a great focus. We were really locked in. We were moving the ball offensively. Then we had a couple breakdowns, and the next thing you know, it's tied, and, you know, it ends up becoming a ball game.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm there. The Cyclones had 18 turnovers and made only 3 out of 15 from three-point range.
You know, they do a good job. They're a good defensive team in the gaps, so you've got to get ball reversals and you've got to get ball movement. And so if you don't and you try to score on that first side, it's going to be tough, you know. And, you know, you've got to, when you have opportunities from three, you got to knock those down as well.
Nick Babb and Jeff Beverly each had 11 points to help lead ISU. Brock Stahl had 17 points. Brett Paul had 14 points to help lead the Panthers of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, as they're now 2-0. Iowa State next up will play Appalachian State on Thursday in the opening round of the Puerto Rico tip-off, which, because of the weather conditions earlier this year, has been moved to South Carolina. Well, Juwan McLeod made 6 three-pointers and finished with a career-high 18 points to help Northern Iowa roll past Alcorn State 73-45 in men's college hoops last night. Tywan Pickford added 16 points and 10 rebounds. Bennett Cook had 11 points and 13 rebounds for Northern Iowa as they bounce back from a loss to number 9 North Carolina Friday night to even their record at 1-1 on the season. Elsewhere in top 25 college basketball last night, 6th-ranked Wichita State beat College of Charleston 81-63. Number 8 Florida over Gardner-Webb 116-74. 10th-ranked Southern Cal beat North Dakota State 75-65. 12th-ranked Cincinnati over West Carolina 102-51. Notre Dame, the number 13th-ranked team, beat Mount St. Mary's 88-62. 14th-rated Minnesota over Providence 86-74. Number 15 Xavier topping Rider 101-75. 20th-ranked Northwestern down St. Peter's 75-66. Number 21 St. Mary's of California beat New Mexico State 92-74. 25th-ranked Baylor over Texas A&M Corpus Christi 70-46 last night. Duke is still the top team in the first men's basketball poll of the regular season. The Blue Devils have won their first 2 games since being installed as the number 1 team in the preseason poll. Duke picked up 34 of 65 first-place votes. Second-ranked Michigan State claimed 13. Number 3 Arizona got 16, and number 4 Kansas took 2. Fifth-ranked Villanova is followed by Wichita State, Kentucky, Florida, North Carolina, and Southern California. Well, more postseason football honors as the high school football season has come to a close. In Class A District 7, the all-district selections announced this morning. Southwest Valley had the first team selections Chance Cobb at quarterback, Addison Bull at kicker, also Hunter Poston at offensive line, Grant Maurer at free safety, and Brett Schaffroth at linebacker. For St. Albert, first team picks include Luke Waters at running back, Tyler Blaha at split end, Jake Carley, a defensive back, and Andrew Hannafin as a linebacker. Also, Griswold had Heath Ogg, a linebacker, and Morgan Mundorf, a defensive end, as first team selections. Riverside placed Joel Henningsen, a linebacker, and Hunter Hodges, a wide receiver, on the first team. Nottoway Valley had Thomas Britton, a linebacker, on the first team as well. Second team selections locally include Chance Tapole of defensive end, Jacob Webb, a defensive lineman, Aaron Armstrong, a running back, and Addison Bull, a cornerback, along with Merrick Gall, an offensive lineman. Those are all from Southwest Valley on the second team. Second teamers from St. Albert include Luke Gronstall, a running back, Blake Rallis, a linebacker, Ben Van Solen, offensive lineman, and Joe Liston, a tight end, all second-team picks. From Griswold, Chance Mace and Jaden Jonke were both second-team selections. Riverside had Alec Henderson on the second team, along with their quarterback, Valentine Andrew Shishin, the quarterback. Also, Nottoway Valley had Austin Wilson, a linebacker, and Brady Hillpiper, a defensive back, named to the second team this season. Well, Purdue's bowl hopes are hanging in the balance as they prepare to visit Iowa on Saturday. The Boilermakers fell to 4-6 with a 23-13 loss at Northwestern.
You know, anytime you lose, it's tough. Anytime you don't play up to maybe your capability, it's not fun. But this is a team that if you don't come ready to play, it could be a very long day. We've got to make sure that we're up to the challenge.
That's Purdue coach Jeff Brohm, who says the Hawkeyes will present a physical challenge.
I think they're built around toughness. They're built around solid defense. They're built around running the football. And that's what they like to hang their hat on. And it'll be a challenge for us. We're, you know, it's important against teams like this to figure out a way to get a lead. If we play their type of ball game, it may be a long day.
Purdue needs to win its final two games this season to be bowl eligible.
We're still kind of focused exactly on, making this season as good as we can. And we've got a great opportunity with this upcoming weekend. And while I understand it's a tough football game against a good team, we've got to do everything in our power to come out swinging and try to find a way to win.
Brohm says the Boiler offense will need to keep an eye on Hawkeye corner Josh Jackson. The junior has 5 interceptions in his last 2 games.
He's got good size, good range. He can read the quarterback well. I'm sure will challenge us at the line of scrimmage and make us earn our completions. They're a defense that likes to bend but not break, but they, with a couple of guys, they'll challenge us. So he's a guy that we have to know where he's at and make sure that we're being smart with our passing game.
We'll have that game Saturday for you here on the radio. That's a 12:30 pregame start time, 2:30 set for kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. Well, the Carolina Panthers are heading into their bye week, just a half game back of the first-place New Orleans Saints in the NFC South. The Panthers rolled up a team record 548 total yards in a 45-21 pounding of the Miami Dolphins last night. Cam Newton provided much of that yardage with 254 yards through the air and 95 more on the ground. In NFL news, Ben McAdoo will remain the New York Giants head coach at least until the end of the season, despite the team's 1-8 start. Giants co-owners John Mara and Steve Tisch said in a statement that they won't evaluate the team and make any moves until the end of the season. McAdoo's future has been a major topic the past 2 weeks in the wake of a 34-point home loss to the Los Angeles Rams and this week's 10-point loss to the previously winless San Francisco 49ers. The 40-year-old McAdoo has seen his team fall apart after making the playoffs in his rookie season as an NFL head coach last year. The Chiefs have waived defensive tackle Roy Miller just 2 days after he was arrested in Florida and accused of assaulting his wife during an argument at their home. And in baseball news, Major League Baseball has announced its American and National League Rookies of the Year, and both were unanimous decisions. Aaron Judge is the first New York Yankee since Derek Jeter in 1996 to win the American League Rookie of the Year award in voting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Judge led the American League with a rookie record 52 home runs last season while hitting .284 with 114 RBIs and league highs of 128 runs scored, 127 walks, and 208 strikeouts. Red Sox outfielder Andrew Benintendi finished second in the balloting, followed by Orioles slugger Trey Mancini. Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman Cody Bellinger came away with the National League Rookie of the Year award after batting .267 with 39 home runs and 97 RBIs last season. Bellinger is the second consecutive Dodger to receive that honor and the 18th since Jackie Robinson won the first award for the club in 1947. Cardinals middle infielder Paul DeJong finished second, while Pirates first baseman Josh Bell was third in the voting. Meanwhile, a former Rookie of the Year has called it quits. Houston Astros outfielder and designated hitter Carlos Beltran has announced his retirement just 12 days after winning his first World Series. The 9-time All-Star and likely Hall of Famer revealed his decision in an essay written for the Players' Tribune on Wednesday, ending a 20-year career in which he batted .279 with 435 home runs, 1,587 RBIs, and 312 stolen bases. Beltran captured the AL Rookie of the Year award in 1999, and he won 3 Gold Gloves and 2 Silver Slugger awards. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.